This was brought up back last, I think, April of 19. And Jeff Hammond at the time kind of put the nix to it because he found an issue with the property line as it was shown on the drawings versus what he believed to be the proper boundary. This would be the property line abutting Evangel Baptist's property. And Sue disagreed, and it got tabled. Then it got handed back to me in November, and I hired a surveyor to verify the boundaries, and Jeff Hammond was correct. The line was wrong on the drawing. Then COVID happened. Eventually, I got the proper survey from Al Gordon. I supplied that back to Oliver Associates. They overlaid the new survey with their existing drawings, saw that there was some problems where the parking lot went over off of our property onto Evangel's. They corrected that. So the drawing you have in front of you is the updated drawing with the correct survey underlaid, and everything's been updated to reflect and be on the proper property lines. The only possible, I don't know what the best term is, complaint maybe could be, is that we don't meet the setbacks. There's a parking lot is considered a structure, and a structure requires a 10-foot setback in this zone, and this doesn't meet that. However, if you call it an expansion of a non-conforming structure, you're allowed to continue the non-conformance as long as you don't increase it. And that's what we're doing. We're expanding the parking lot. It's the same boundary, the same distance to the border as it was previously. It's not increasing the non-conformity, but it is extending it.
When it was engineered, why wasn't it just re-engineered to fit the 10-foot setback originally?
I don't know why the existing parking lot doesn't or couldn't, but this new one, they're trying to line them up and connect them, and they also are limited on property behind McLeod's and I think Bookstacks. They own a right of way back there, and we can't go into that either. So the goal was to put in as many parking spaces as possible, but the real goal is to fix the drainage problems back there. So the main reason we're doing this is not so much because we are lacking parking, but because there's a major water issue back there, flooding into the back of the old flower shop, into Andy Latcher's building. I haven't heard George say much about it, but I would guess that he's probably having some issues as well.
And the primary entrance is gonna be off Central Street?
It'll be the same as it is now. As far as enter and exit, will be off Central Street. What's that, Ed? A concrete curb. I think there is a right-of-way coming off of Main Street between McLeod's. Not McLeod's. Isn't there an opening there somewhere between some of those buildings?
Between our building and the old flower shop.
Between the flower shop and your building, okay. So.
But we are also concerned about, we get water in our cellar as well.
Yes, yeah, all the buildings along there are getting major water issues. And the primary goal of this is to capture that water and get it into the stormwater system and to keep it from going down into the back of these buildings.
That's an honor, go ahead.
I might have one more.
How
Say that again, Ed. Between the parking lot and the buildings, you're saying? You're saying, it's hard to hear you with the mask. Are you saying between the parking lot and the buildings?
Close to the building?
Yes. I don't believe, that's not our property, so I don't believe we're allowed to go in there and do anything. Oh, no, of course we can't guarantee that. This is just going to greatly improve it. The water that's been coming across the Nason property and coming down the hill from behind it, from Evangel's property, will get captured. And so there'll be, it'll greatly reduce it. But yeah, it won't eliminate it. There's no way to ever eliminate it completely. But it should help. That's the main goal, is to try and help. Because it's a great deal of water that flows into the back of these buildings. Honestly, I'm not really sure why this needs planning board approval, except for the fact that the ordinance states that any municipal project has to have planning board approval, so you guys have to vote on this. But I don't think there's really a lot.
I'm assuming there are abutters.
They've all been notified. They're all, from my conversations with them, they're all excited about this happening. They think it's going to help. I guess you guys are the only abutters tonight, but.
I've got a couple of issues I'd like to discuss with my
It's okay. Well, now's the time, I think, right?
Okay. Well, first of all, in talking to Sue, the town manager, she was, catch basin was going to be further east. I see it's almost at the end of the current driveway now. What my concern was is she was going to allow me to tap into it from my roof drains.
Okay.
And that's not in a position where I can tap into it. Right now, my roof drains all come to the northeast corner of our building. And right now, I have a pipe that runs out a surface and goes right along the curving to the catch basin in the lot behind the clouds.
Okay.
That's what it does now.
So I'm seeing, I see two catch basins on here.
Yes.
One is in the corner, and one is a little right of center. Behind, well,
the Austin building.
So it's kind of diagonally off the corner there of your building, but it's,
yes.
You don't think you could tie into that?
Well, that's the roof.
You said quite a drain on the northeast side. One person at a time, please. It's very difficult to hear in here.
Say it again, please.
No, I just asked if one person at a time thought it's very difficult to hear.
Yeah.
You have the floor.
My downspout are on the northeast corner of the building, and what they do now is I have a pipe runs from that downspout to the corner of the parking lot behind the clouds, and it then follows the curbing down to the catch basin. That's what it's doing currently. I can still accept that. I guess the fact that it seems to work.
Is that this catch basin that's shown down here, this existing one?
That's the one right behind the clouds in that parking lot.
Okay, so it looks like that's still going to be there.
Yes.
And it looks like there's going to be a new line that goes from the new catch basin over to that.
But the other thing that I wanted to comment about the line is in discussing this with Sue, we kind of agreed that we could have perforated line between the two catch basins,
And the, what it amounts to is, in certain times throughout the winter, I guess I don't understand how the frost goes out, but when we get rain, when the frost is not completely out, we get a horrendous amount of underwater, underground water. The other times of the year, we get it on top of the ground. And, but that particular time, I can't intercept it in any way. I'm still being flooded, and I assume that the fire shop gets flooded as well.
It does. But so you're asking for perimeter drain underneath, basically.
Well, we kind of talked about maybe a perforated pipe that could intercept that water, that underground water that's coming through. That intuitively, that's what's happening.
Right. So same thing as a perimeter drain around a house foundation.
Yes, exactly.
I haven't studied this to look for that. Is there anything like that described?
I don't see anything. I see the drain line, but I don't see any description that talks about...
Well, I don't see any reason why something like that couldn't be added. I can certainly bring that up and
That's one of my biggest concerns, because that's the only time that we can't intercept it.
Right.
So are you asking for more drainage in the parking lot project, or do you want part of drainage on your property?
No, but this is underground. This is what's coming underground. It'll be coming underneath the parking lot, and it's at the certain times of the year.
Right, and in the plans, it shows crushed stone, and it shows the stone that would be underground for the underground
it's
drainage.
It's been this way for years.
Right, but there's no underground drainage right now.
No,
in the plans, I guess.
But I'm saying though that it still comes. The catch basin isn't going to catch it, regardless, because it's not surface water. It's underground during the time when the frost is partway out of the ground, and we do have our storms. So it does come through the hillside.
No, you're right, but I don't think that will necessarily, because yes, there's crushed stone under there, but there's no perforated pipe or anything that can catch groundwater. If there was also a perforated pipe down there that could catch the groundwater and carry it towards that. You could tie it into the existing stormwater. I think it would be really easy to do while they're up digging anyways. Correct. I can't promise. All I can do is tell all of our associates what we want.
That would be but I think if you don't do it, it won't solve the water problem that the flower shop and I have getting it into our cellars. It won't solve that problem unless you can capture that coming on the ground.
Okay. It's the town of Bucksport, so yeah.
Okay. So you'll talk to.
Yeah, Mandy at all of our associates is the one doing the design work.
Yeah.
So I will talk to her and tell her what we want. And
okay.
Yep.
Any other questions? Yeah, Mike.
The chain link fence that's there, is that gone or is that going to stay?
The one that's around the edges of the nascent property now, I think that goes away.
Okay. Yeah, like on the north side of the parking lot here, our chain will be right behind you. There's some juniper there. That fence is going to go, right?
I think the fence goes, the rock wall stays, that rock retaining wall stays, but the fence that comes down like between the parking lot and community pharmacy, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that one, and then the one along back, right behind the gym.
If it's on our property, it can probably come down. If it's on your property, then I don't know. Do you know if it's on yours or ours?
I
Let's see, I see existing sign and fence. That one's to remain. Existing.
What are you looking for, Mike? Do you want the fence up or?
No, I want it gone.
Oh, you want it gone?
Yeah. I mean, we've had the one fence that goes by the pharmacy. We've had people walking across from Jeff Crowdy who hit their head on it.
Yep.
And because there's a section of the fence that's gone.
Yep. Okay.
And it's bent. And
I know where you're talking.
I saw a kid come flying down at one time on a bike and was decapitated himself. So I'm exaggerating.
Right.
But I know along the existing parking lot, I can see there existing sign fence to remain. I have signs in there. Where it's right below our gym, and then on the other.
That seems like an easy do.
And then the other question I had was back here a while ago there was an issue about the sewer line from Marks that under our parking lot and under the gym and it was believed that it was.
I heard something about that, but I don't know much about it. What's your question?
I just wanted to get an update.
Oh.
If there is anything been done now, or because the way it was left with me, we went to a town meeting. I was led to believe that the line is broke and that there is sewage that's just going into the ground and it could be going underneath our parking lot.
Your parking lot up above the church.
Sewer line?
City sewer.
Yeah, it's a town line.
That's not something I don't think we can really address here now. We don't have knowledge of the subject, and B, it doesn't really pertain to this particular parking lot. I know it's somewhat related, but it's different. But I will make a note of it and see if I can get an update. In this area, so they might find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because they wanted to know that when we built the gym, what went on, and I contacted Charles Mason, and he didn't seem to know much about it, so about it. I just wanted to excited.
Yep.
So, if I may, on the right side of the drawing, on the right side of the parking lot, it says remove that section of fence and protect the remaining fence. And then right below that, it says existing sign and fence to remain. And so I don't know if that's just on that east side of the parking lot or surrounding.
I think it's just on that side.
Okay. So the fence appears to me is the line with the X, the small X is good. I see that going all the way around. That's the only note that I see.
Well, they could be putting in a new one, maybe. They could be putting in a new fence.
Well, if they did, I would think they would say something. So that is definitely something to clarify.
Who's in charge of this project for overseeing it for the town, to make sure that while the construction is done, it's followed?
I'm assuming it's a me and Jay thing. I kind of got thrown into this, so I don't really know. I know it was going to be put out for bid before Jeff put the kibosh on it because he found problems. So then they didn't. I don't think it ever went out for bid. So once we have drawings that we're happy with, if we implement new changes or whatnot, then we'll put a bid package out.
Is it part of the plan? Bid would be perforated or not perforated, fence or no fence.
Right. So we gotta get those things clarified before we put it out to bid.
And I would say, if there is a sewer line underneath there.
Oh, for sure.
Well,
one thing I will say is I do see.
So, what's the surface line? Is that at least something that wants to be known, if it's broken underneath that parking lot?
It.
In that area to be constructed, it's.
Does show an existing 8-inch waistline coming down through to the left of the NF Brown. You see that waistline? It says there's an 8-inch waistline coming down beside the Brown property.
Yep.
I don't know if that's the same or different, or. I don't know. I have to talk to the sewer department.
You see it.
Yeah.
It's not a pipe line. It goes up to the mill. There's 2 4-inch coming in the back, which means there's 2 services.
But I don't know if that's the line that Mike was talking about though, or if that's a different one. So.
Yeah.
But I made a note of it, and we'll look into it.
Any other comments?
One other question. I can't tell here. Is there any difference in elevation where the parking lot ends on the south side and the existing driveway there? I don't see any.
There's contour lines on here.
There's contour lines on here.
Of 99 to 92. See the numbers 99 and 92?
Okay.
Those are contour lines. So we're talking about a 2 foot difference in elevation, is that?
No, 7 feet. 7 feet from the north, would be the southwest end to the northeast end.
Okay, but I see 92 outside of the parking lot. That would be the existing grade level?
It looks like the existing grade is in the 91 range. You see the fainter lines below it, those are the existing contour lines.
Okay.
It doesn't look like they're changing the contour a lot. They're just going to dig it all up and
I guess
put the drainage stuff in.
It all tends towards this leftmost drain now.
Well, if you look right in the center of the parking lot, you see a contour line originally, as is now, I believe, right now. Bold right above it is 96, so it does look like it's coming up a little bit.
Yep.
And probably to increase the slope to force the water to the where they want it to go.
Well, I guess I was just wondering from the standpoint of when it is a parking lot, how much easy access it will be to the backs of the flower shop and the bookstore.
Well, that's.
Is it going to be a big drop, or is that going to be?
Shouldn't be, and then that's the intent, is for it to serve those businesses.
Right.
Yep.
Right behind the curb to the existing parking lot is showing quite
yeah.
Deep.
So to approve this portion, all we need is a motion for approval?
To approve the overall project, yeah, that doesn't lock us into any details.
Just gets the ball rolling.
Right. It just means that the planning board doesn't have a problem with the town doing this.
Right. Does it need a level 2 review?
That's what I'm saying. I think it'll work. That's.
I don't believe so. But I mean, technically, the planning board is a level 2 review. A level 1 review is me.
Right.
So.
Are there any other comments?
Yeah.
On the back there, like if you're going to be renting Andy's bookstore from the parking lot, are they going to make like a opening that would probably take up a parking space where people could come from the parking lot, maybe even have a step there, and they're into Andy's in the back and the lady next to that? We don't have any
I don't know if there's... I don't know if there's staircase or anything like that planned for back there. I don't see it on the plan. That's another thing I can ask Sue about. I don't know. It looks like there's room there on our, if that's the property line, but...
Yeah, because McLeod's doesn't have anything.
That's a big mistake.
George put a concrete block and stepped down, jumped out of the concrete block and went into that back door.
I will bring it up. That's a whole nother question.
That's beyond
the executive.
I know.
That's beyond that paper.
So basically, I'll talk to Sue about these changes. If she's on board, we'll get Mandy on it. Hopefully she can make the changes pretty quick. They're not huge changes, I don't think. Then that has to get put out to bid. And that's where the clock, because every contractor I know right now is crazy busy. So they either might not bid or they might throw out a crazy huge number just because they'll throw it out there and see if it sticks, and it's hard to say. Or they might bid. It's really hard to say. So without knowing what happens in that bid process, I couldn't, you know, I know the town would love to see it happen this fall before the snow flies, but that might be ambitious. I don't know. Yeah. Of course, this COVID really threw a wrench in everything too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But the contractors are just crazy busy.
Anything else? Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Thank you.
You can. I don't need all those. Yep. I got one. What?
So next on our agenda is Stephanie Bridges' amendment to the White Brook subdivision.
All right. So this is a really ridiculous thing. Basically, when Dale Henderson came and had this subdivision done back in around, I think, 2001, for whatever reason, the notes on the drawings that you guys, or the planning board at the time, signed, state that the entire 100-acre parcel cannot be further divided in any way without planning board approval. I've never seen anything like that before. Usually the remaining land can be divided after the 5-year period has gone by.
The town already has its own.
Right.
I think after 5 years you can do one subdivision.
Right.
Normally you can, but this drawing that's signed by the planning board and everything says that it can't be divided no matter what. And I didn't pick up on it. The title insurance company did. So basically, I got ahead of myself. Stevie is trying to sell off a piece of her land. She has a buyer. They're under contract. They're getting ready to go to closing. The title insurance company does whatever they do. They call me and say, we found this problem. And I'm like, well, I don't think that's a problem. I think that's silly. But then their lawyer looked at it, and the lawyer said, no, we're not going forward until we get planning board approval. So I've got some drawings here that show the one division, the lot that she's trying to make. It's a 5-acre lot. It's
the
not.
The lot's existing and wants to be divided.
there's an existing lot. It was remaining land left over from the original subdivision. It's like 21 acres, I believe, and you want to divide five off.
I bought 21 acres from Dale Henderson in 2005. I've had this, all this property since then, and just I wanted to sell this lot, and maybe another one later. But.
So, like I said, I've never seen anything quite like this, so I kind of feel like it's just a technicality, and I brought the drawings here. If you guys approve it, then you can.
I don't feel like the drawings have much weight on them. I think the information you gave is very much good for
it. Well, no, I know, but you need to sign these if you approve it. Because this has to get registered with the registry of deeds. So these are the official ones that you'll sign, but if you want to look at, that's what she's trying to sell right there.
Yep.
You'll pass that around.
And everyone else has bought and sold in the meantime.
Nobody's divided.
Nobody divided. Well, how did she acquire something?
She's in a butter, so she was allowed to buy the remaining land as in a butter.
Okay.
But when she went to divide it, and I never would have picked up on that. The lawyers found it.
Huh.
Who would have put that in there?
I don't know. I don't know, and I honestly think what they did was they worded it wrong. No, the drawings that they signed that at the planning board meeting had those notes on it. I don't know why nobody picked up on it.
What does our current subdivision rule, plan or rule say? It's once every 5 years?
Once every 5 years. In this case, like with a subdivision, a big subdivision like this, the remaining land could be divided or be even a subdivision or whatever after 5 years. They could go do that, but in this particular case, they put this clause in there that said there will be no further division of this 100-acre parcel without planning board approval. So here we are.
Well, that sounds like an easy fix.
Yeah.
That's what I told Stevie. I said, bring drawings in and we'll vote and sign and fix it.
Unless I fix something, that sounds like a really easy fix.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
It's time to make it easy.
I couldn't hear that.
But you better go.
He basically said you've been through enough and we don't need to make this hard.
There's already filters and procedures in place without adding us as a filter.
Right.
For something that is already a conforming process.
Right.
Everywhere.
This would conform if it weren't for those notes.
Right.
So it's just a technicality that we need to vote.
Sounds good. Right there,
Dave.
Yeah. Thank
you.
There's a 5-acre lot there with the right in the middle.
No,
I'm going to do the microphone. right behind my house.
I get that one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is that land right behind my house.
Yes.
So can we just make a motion to make the necessary changes to, match our current subdivision protocol?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to vote to approve this. Yeah.
Go ahead.
If I wanted to do another lot later, how would that look like?
You'd have to wait 5 years.
I'd come before you again.
So I make a motion that this process follow the current Town of Bucksport subdivision ordinance.
Second. Just going over by 10 years.
Any other comment? All in favor?
Can you guys sign those?
Do you have to do like a Mylar or anything?
Just those two papers, they don't need the Mylars anymore. So I didn't bring a back felt tip, so. So once you get those, once they're done signing them, you can take them, get them registered. They'll stamp them and do their thing. They'll keep one, and they'll give you back the other one to bring to me. And then I'll file that at the town office. Okay? And then you're good to go. Yep. Sorry you had to do this, but. Wherever the registry of deeds is, I've never been there. It's in Ellsworth, I know that. I don't know if it's inside City Hall or if it's a separate building or.
In the courthouse.
It's in the courthouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, Pliska and Day can do it too, but I think they'll probably charge you more than if you just do it. It's $24, I was told. So, they register it, they scan it, put it up on their server, and then the lawyers and everybody can download it right off their webpage, and it's recorded forever. And don't bend them. I guess they don't like that. I'll get a copy after it's registered with the Registry of Deeds. Then they give a copy back and that gets turned into me.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
So next, we have administrative business?
Well, we have a non-agenda item. I don't know how you handle that, but... It's not, we can't do it officially because it wasn't on the agenda, but he wanted to present to us what he's looking to do. Basically, it's multifamily housing in the building next door to Dunkin' Donuts. It's next door to Dunkin' Donuts. I think it's 80 US Route 1. Yep.
Turn that into a car phone?
Yes.
I'm going, what's it zone for right now? What is, it's not zone, what is the current use?
Commercial and residential.
Yeah, it was a mix. It was commercial on the first floor with an apartment above.
Are you going to go all residential or commercial and residential?
All apartments.
All apartments?
So it would have four apartments in it. We've got some floor plans. They're basic, but they're enough that Chris and I could review it and see. So Chris Connor's in the process of doing that now, fire captain. It appears like sprinkler system is going to be required because it's for four units.
Have you bought the property yet, or are you just...
Yes, we have.
You have, okay.
So what, there's going to be a new structure or modify the existing?
Modify the existing. It is an old building.
So what do we do for him tonight?
Were you just looking to see what the general vibe was of throwing the idea by us before you put it all together?
Right. Just kind of like a pre-application meeting to talk to us about what he was doing and get a feeling for if we had any issues or thoughts or things that were going to be a stumbling block that he could get ready for the next meeting.
I think it's been a dump for a while, so we got to improve it. Sounds good.
What's that?
Plenty of parking area in front if it's a place I'm good
to. Yep, plenty of parking.
Yeah, parking in back too. There should be at least four to six in back.
Yep.
So you, I think you have a good place. So the department heads are looking at it now?
We're looking at it now. We didn't get it in time to have it for this meeting. But we're Chris is reviewing it right now. I've looked it over. But he's looking to see if there's any life safety issues that he thinks are big issues that I didn't pick up on.
Is there a town road that goes alongside?
There is.
Well, there was a paper road.
Yeah.
Paper Street, Miles Lane, and I believe that was voted to be done away with last year.
Yeah.
The old bond half of Miles Lane to Route 1 to Broadway.
Yeah, the town council voted on that last year. At the time, Dunkin' Donuts was thinking about buying this property.
You were tearing it down?
Yeah.
Just for parking?
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't worth it. You have to wait all the way down, so it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I think
he said there was some ledge in there, too.
Yeah.
So he ended up backing out, but he was thinking he could make the Dunkin' Donuts entrance safer, but it just was going to be cost prohibitive, so...
I'd say do what Luke and Captain Connor say to do, get the right plans together and bring them back to us.
Yeah, sounds like a good...
Yeah, why not?
Prospect.
Yeah.
And there's nothing against having
multifamily is zoned for that, or is allowed in that zone.
Windmill is through the woods right behind it.
And it's certainly needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And the abutting property has is a residential house for sale, and the next place over is a...
Yeah.
So it's all the same type of thing happening.
It is, except for the rules for a duplex are a lot looser than they are for our four unit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, NFPA really kicks it up a notch once you get into multi-unit.
But there's nothing in our planning that's preventing four units from being in that kind of property.
the reason it has to come to you guys is because it's considered a subdivision. When you take a building and you've got more than three units in it like that, it's considered a subdivision. I know it's weird, but that's what the state law says.
How much land do you have there?
It is 0.3 acres.
0.3?
That's what the, maybe a little bit wrong, but that's what the lady told me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't right. have that information in front of me, but it doesn't need to be much when you've got city sewer. And
oh, that's right. I was just wondering if he was going to have any opposition from any of the abutters.
Is parking going to be an issue?
He's got tons of parking.
Yeah, do it up and bring it back.
Patrick Chan.
Any other questions from you?
No, I was just, so basically I'm going to just work with you and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We should be hearing back from Chris any day now, I would think.
Yeah, I actually, he did email with questions.
Okay.
Then I replied to him a couple days ago. And I'll probably talk in the next couple of days.
Okay.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Any discussion?
I don't know whether Keith's aware of it. I just own that big old yellow house on the corner.
Which corner?
Regarding Franklin Street. Right, the corner of Franklin.
Oh, that, okay, yeah.
So, when I owned that house, my sewage line went down behind the place that Mark Easton owns now, went down and behind the barn over there, and then it went down into a manhole on the road that right away was
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if anybody, I don't know whether that was ever changed. And that was just a clay pipe. And it constantly, when in the winter, it would move and it was a terrible thing to do. And nobody in the town wanted to do anything at that time. So I just lived through it. But now I could be going into that. That could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody would be aware of.
Well, several lines on Central Street.
If you picked it up on Central Street, I'm not sure if it did.
Yes.
Did it pick it up?
If you were on that line, I'd go to the pattern.
Wait a minute, take your mask off. For God's sake, man.
When the sewer line went up Central Street,
yeah, that's
the pattern.
So what
can you use the line?
But this went down and into the parking lot of the
what they call the old Adams. There's one behind the trail back. There's one Twin Pine Street, Bridge Street.
But if they never changed it over, if they never brought the sewage from that building out to Central Street.
Well, that's the building owner. If a new, when that sewer went up there, they put in services to each building to the property and not affect the house.
Okay, go ahead.
The homeowner. Okay.
Yeah, I just wondered if anybody picked that part up because nobody knew where the I can't see. if anybody did pick that up,
right?
Could,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah. Any more questions? Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Thank you, guys.